this on. Habocha Ephraim Wittenberg on the subject of Bittel Chometz.
Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Dalet discusses an interesting question. Are you allowed to trust a katan or an isha or an eved in doing your bedikas chametz for you? So the Gemara goes forward in that, because maybe you can, maybe you can't. In the end, the Gemara says that it's okay, it's allowed. Why? Because we say, midiraisa bitul ba'al masagi. Midiraisa, it's okay just to be mevatel your chametz, and therefore the Rabbanon were happy. Therefore, the Rabbanon were happy in that situation. We'll believe them. It's true that Ikato and Isha and Eved, they're not so trustworthy. Maybe they didn't taka do such a good bedika, but we'll believe them because really, once you do your bittul, that's enough. So there's a machlekes Rashi Tosfos in what this bittul is. What does bittul mean? Rashi says, "Bebitul ba'ama." He says, "Dechsib tashbisu." The pasuk says, "Tashbisu omri batechem." Veloikseiv tivara. It doesn't say to destroy it. It just says tashbisu. Vashvasa deleiv hi hashvasa. Therefore, we say that you can do bittul. Believe it's enough just to be mevatel in your heart. Tosfos argues with this. Tosfos says that tashbisu is definitely burning. He says we see later on in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking because it says b'yom harishon. That you need to destroy your chametz. Does this mean you destroy it on the first day of Pesach? Or does this mean you destroy an erev Pesach? And over there, Rabbi Kiva says, it must be that you're destroying the chametz on erev Pesach, because on Pesach, it's burning, and you're not allowed to burn unnecessarily on Pesach. It's an av melacha. So we see from there that tashbis was burning. The next thing Tosfos says is that we know there's a drasha of af choluk that tells us that you need to have done your bittul Mishesh Torah Sodomala. Tosfos says that after this time, if Tashbisu is to be Mevatel the Chometz and not to burn the Chometz, then you're no longer able to be Mevatel it. It's not your Chometz anymore. Therefore, Tosfos says, Tashbisu must be to burn the Chometz. So what, therefore, is Bittel Chometz? Tosfos says, what you're doing is you're being Mafkir Chometz. You're saying, this Chometz isn't mine anymore. Now, if the chometz isn't yours, then once Pesach comes in, the issa is for you to own chometz. If the chometz doesn't belong to you, it can be in your rishus, it can be on your dining room table, but the chometz doesn't belong to you, therefore you're not going to be over on Badi Ra, Badi Matzah. Now, I'd like to go and discuss Shittus Rashi a bit. Because Rashi says that what's Tashbisu? Tashbisu is bittul belev. But what does this mean? What are you doing in your heart that causes the chometz that you own not to become a problem on Pesach? How can you decide something, and therefore you're not going to be over Badi Ra, Badi Matzah? So, as we know, Rashi makes the drosha, it says Tashbisu and not Tavara. So someone else makes this drosha as well. The Ran says exactly the same thing. He says, Minasev Tashbisu v'loikseiv Tavara. But the Ran says that, therefore, the bittul you're doing, he says it's Hefka. He says you're doing like Tosfos, you're being Mafka your chometz. Problem is, the Ran then goes on to ask several kashas on himself. First of all, he says that the Loshon we use is bittul chometz. We don't say that you're being mafke your chometz. The whole way through, we say bittul, bittul, bittul. So if you're being mafke, then we should say mafke. You don't need to say the Loshon of bittul again. That's the first question. The second question is, we say you're mevatlin belibo, you're mevatlin in your heart. Now, if it's going to be hefka, it's impossible to be mafke something belibo. You have to have a dibi, you have to do something. You can't just decide, oh, I don't want that to belong to me anymore, I want that to be hefka. It doesn't work. That's the second problem with the run. And the third problem is, in the Dorim, the Gemara there says, Shittus Rabbi Yosi. We say that when you mafkir something, it stays in your rishus until someone else has koner it. So, if your bittul chometz is you being mafkir your chometz, so in Erev Pesach, you're going to be mafkir all your chometz, and it's going to stay in your rishus. And then, as Pesach goes on, it's still in your rishus, still in your rishus, still in your rishus, unless someone comes along and takes it out of your rishus. But Pesach, no one's going to go and be kind of your chametz for you. So the result is that you've been mevatel your chametz and you've achieved nothing because you're just being mafkir and you ended up owning chametz the whole way through Pesach. Therefore, the Ran says, that Bittul Chometz isn't being Mafkele Chometz. He goes back from that pshat. Instead, he says different. We all know that on Pesach, Chometz is Osa B'Hanah. You're not allowed to benefit anything from it. And we've got a klal. Something that's Osa B'Hanah leaves your rishus. You're not considered the owner of it. It's not yours anymore. Therefore, on Pesach, when Pesach comes in, all the Chometz, which is now Osa B'Hanah, leaves your rishus. It doesn't belong to you anymore. Aye, how can you then be chayev on it? How can you be chayev any chometz ever? Because chometz leaves your rishus, you don't own it. And as we've said, if you don't own chometz, you're not over on it. So we've got a special din by chometz, that the Torah considers the chometz to be in your possession. The Torah says it's true that in ownership the chometz isn't yours, but as far as we're concerned, the chometz belongs to you. And therefore you're going to be over on Bali Rav Bali Matzah. Says the Ran, that what are you doing when you're mevatel the chometz? You're saying that I don't want the Torah to consider the chometz to be a marishus. I don't want that this chometz leaves marishus in Erev Pesach, and it should stay out of marishus. I don't want it back. I don't want to be chayv for it. That's the Ran. So we can say, since the Ran makes the same drasha as Rashi, we can perhaps Rashi is saying the same pshat as the Ran. However, this has a problem with it, because the Gemara on Chov on the base says, anyone who does bedikas chometz, and that means bedika and burning, you must afterwards be mevatel all your chometz. Ask the Gemara a simple question, why? Once I've searched my house, I've cleaned for Pesach, there's no chometz left, so what am I being mevatel? So the first suggestion of the Gemara is that you're being mevatel all the crumbs. It's impossible to pick up every crumb. There's always going to be something somewhere left over. But the Gemara says that therefore maybe when you're doing bittul, you're being mevatel the crumbs. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Because very simply, crumbs don't matter. They're not important. We don't care about crumbs. You're not over on crumbs. So therefore, it's not necessary to do a bittul to get rid of your ownership of crumbs. So therefore, what are you being mevatel? So the Gemara makes a new suggestion. Shema yemotze gluska yofa v'data yaleh. Maybe you're going to find a nice loaf of bread, and you're going to have das on this. You're going to want this. Now, says Rashi over there, v'data yaleh, he says, chashuva hi be'enav, it's going to be choshev in your eyes. And then he said that if you spend some time before you burn it, you're going to be thinking to yourself, do I want to burn it? Do I not want to burn it? It looks so good. It tastes amazing. You know what? I'm going to burn it. But in that 20 seconds where you didn't want to burn it, you've wanted it, it's been choshev in your eyes, and therefore you've been over on Bali Rav Bali Matzah. Says the Gemara, therefore, in case you find this gluska yofa and you've got das on it, you therefore need to be mevatel it. And Rashi says, but Abel Mishavotla, once you've been mevatel it, you're not over it. So the Pasuk just says tashbisu. Now, it comes out from Rashi. Rashi says the problem here is if the issa you're being over is Bali Rav Bali Matzah. But the problem only comes because it's choshev in your eyes. Because you see this loaf of bread and it's choshev. You say, wow, it's a nice loaf of bread. Now, and therefore the bittul will solve this problem. Now, lefi the Ran, what the bittul's doing, it's saying very nice that it's a loaf of bread there. It's a very nice loaf of bread. The Ran's saying, it doesn't come into my rishus, it doesn't belong to me. What Rashi's saying, the loaf of bread, the problem you're solving is the chashuva hi be'enav. You're saying that it was chashuva be'enav, and now it's not chashuva be'enav anymore. So it's nothing to do with whether it's in my rishus or not. So therefore, I would like to maybe find a different pshat in Rashi. And to do this, I want to look at the Rambam. The Rambam we know goes in Shittas Rashi. So if we understand how the Rambam understands Bittul Chometz, then that should explain to us how Rashi understands Bittul Chometz. In Hilchus Chometz Matzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Ma hi ashbasa, what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Zu amar batayr, that says in the Torah, Hi she yevatel ha-chometz b'liboy, yemavatel all the chometz in your heart, v'yachshav oisik ofer, and you should consider it like ofer, like mud, and you should accept in your heart that there's no chometz in your rishus at all. All chometz that taka is in your rishus, hari hika offer should be like offer, and something that's got no need whatsoever. Now this Rambam is very difficult. The Rambam says four different stages in bittul chometz. First you say that all chometz you earn is like offer, and then you say you've got no chometz in your rishus. And then you say that chometz that is a marishus is ka'afa, again. And then we say that all chometz I've got is shame by tzarekla. It's got no use whatsoever. So what's the Rambam saying here? How is the Rambam? What does the Rambam want the bittul to be with all these different stages that? What does he mean by that? So there's a few different shots in understanding the Rambam. The Marik says that what you're doing is you're turning your chometz into literal offer. We've got a case in Maseches Sukkah. If someone built the limit of the height of a sukkah is 20 amas high. Now what happens if your sukkah is 21 amas high? What are you supposed to do? So Gemara's got a suggestion. You should take to the sukkah, you should bring in Purim of Sukkah, bring in pillows and blankets, and stack them on the floor 1 amah high. And then you should be mavata them. You should say that these pillows and blankets to me are ka'afa. They're going to be like earth. And then what's happened is you've raised the floor of the sukkah by 1 amah. So now we see from there that when you're mavatal chomets, when you're mavatal these kerem uksusim, you're being mavatal, you're saying these kerem uksusim, they're not kerem uksusim anymore, they're literal earth, says the Marik. In this case as well, you're taking the chomets and you're saying that this loaf of bread, it's not a loaf of bread anymore. This loaf of bread it's earth, it's mud. You come to your car first day chalomet, you open it, there's a bag from Grudzinski's there. It's a bag full of mud, there's nothing in there. That's the Marik. Now the Ralbag's got slightly different. He says that what you're doing is you're turning it from not food. He says you've got a loaf of bread. It's square, it's brown, it smells amazing, but it's not food anymore. It's not a loaf of bread. It's just a square thing that's brown that smells amazing. It's not it's not food anymore. Chametz is only food. Therefore you're not going to be open it. And the Sefer Mechdam says that what you're doing is you're taking all value from it. You've got a loaf of bread there, but it's valueless. It's a worthless piece of bread. Therefore you're not going to be over. Comes out from all three pshatim. They're all slightly different in what they're saying. But they're all saying that the bittul affects the food. Because we need to understand, when you're mevatel chometz, are you mevatel the chometz itself? Or are you mevatel my relationship with the chometz? So it comes out, lefi the Rambam, what you're doing is you're taking the chometz itself and you're changing the chometz so that the chometz isn't chometz anymore, it's not a problem. However, I want to try and understand the last line of the Rambam. The Rambam says that harihuka offer, that all chametz you should offer, a chudava she'ein void sayer klal, something that's got no need whatsoever, no use. Now, what's the Rambam talking about? Because when you own the chametz on Pesach, you're not over based on how useful it is, based on how much you need it. You're over because you own it. You can have 30 boxes of matzah there. You can have as much as you want for the rest of Pesach. But if you own one slice of bread, half a slice of bread, you're still going to be over. You haven't helped yourself. It makes no difference whether you need the chametz, whether you want, whether you need it, whether it's useful to you, or whether it's not. So what does the Rambam mean when he says this line of Chodovash Ein Boid Tzarech Klal? So I'd like to suggest that maybe the Rambam's going one step further. See, we've said until now that what you do is you mevatel the chometz, you say that either it's not food, or you say it's not valued anything, or you say that maybe it's not, let's say it's ka'ofa mamish. But the Rambam is saying one step further, he's saying that when you mevatel it, you mevatel it properly. What does this mean? He says you mevatel it in such a way that ke'ein b'ed sayra klal, that it's never ever going to have a use. You're being mevatel this chometz, you're not saying that, yeah, it's a loaf of bread that I'm considering to be offer. You're saying, no, this loaf of bread is literally offer now. And not only is it offer now, it's always going to be offer. It's never ever going to have a use in the future. I'm never going to go to it. I'm never going to say, oh wow, what a lovely piece of bread. Because I've now turned into earth. I've done a tashbis. I've completely destroyed the loaf of bread in my heart. I've taken it. I've virtually destroyed it. It's not a physical destruction. I've just gone and destroyed it in my heart. When you're mevatel chometz, says the Rambam, it's not a shtick to pass over Pesach. It's not pshat that you know something, we need to destroy your chometz. If you're unable to go and burn all your chometz, you can't find everything, whatever, you can go and be mevatel it. No, when you're mevatel your chometz, you're doing a proper destruction. It's actually a very difficult thing to do, because you need to be mevatel so deeply in your head. You need to fully understand that if I find any chometz over Pesach at all, this chometz is bottle, this chometz is ka'ofa. And it could even be, the nafkamina will be, that if you find chometz after Pesach, are you allowed to use it then? Because if this bittul is taka, a strong, strong bittul, then theoretically you shouldn't be allowed to use it after Pesach. Now the Gemara Yerushalmi does discuss, it's got machlokes, whether you're allowed to use chometz that's gone over Pesach, But that machlokes is only in Shittas Tosfos, if you're mafke the chometz. The Gemara doesn't even discuss if you're mevatel your chometz. So it could be that after Pesach, it could be that this nafkmina would apply. Now, back to our Gemara. Rashi said that the problem is that you find this gluski yofer, and it's going to be choshev in your eyes, it's going to be machshev it. And therefore, this problem should be solved by the bittel. How is it solved? Because, lefi what we've just said now, that when you go on Pesach and you find this gluski yofer, you're not going to be machshev it. You're not going to go over to it and say, what a nice loaf of bread, because you've done your bittel on Erev Pesach. You're not going to be over by the Rabbi Matzah, because this chometz in your eyes would stay. It doesn't matter when you find it on Pesach, it's going to stay into proper offer. Now, using this yesod, that when you are mevatel your chometz, what you're doing is a proper tashbis, you're properly destroying the chometz in every way, besides the fact that the chometz is still physically there, we can answer a different kasha. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Sei Kuf Nun Vav, discusses what is Tashbisu. And the Rambam says something slightly different to what he says in Yad Chazaka. He says he shetzivonu levair chometz mibatenu. The mitzvah there is bir chometz. In Yad Chazaka, the Rambam says the mitzvah is levatel chometz. And here he's saying it's levair chometz, that you need to destroy the chometz. So what's going on? What's the Rambam doing? Saying different things, different places. How can we understand the two? So we can answer as follows. When you're mabatel your chometz, what are you doing here? Are you doing a new way of doing tashbisu? Is it that the Torah tells you tashbisu? Go and burn your chometz. And then the Gemara comes along and says, you know something? I'll give you something else you could do. You can either go burn your chometz, or if you want, you can go be mabatel your chometz, you can do a bit of bilibay. Or does it mean that the mitzvah is tashbisu? The mitzvah is to destroy your chometz. And as we know, the main way you destroy your chometz is with sreifa. Comes along the Gemara and says, you know what, I'll give you a new way of Sreifa. You can either burn it with a fire, or you can destroy it by doing bittul. From this understanding of the Rambam, comes out that when you mevatel your chometz, the Torah is giving you a new way to destroy your chometz. The Torah is telling you, this is how you can destroy your chometz, you can be mevatel it. You can burn it, you can put it in a metal bin, you can burn it, or you can go and you can do bittul, and in that way you'll destroy the chometz completely. So therefore, when the Rambam says here in Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, Levar HaChometz, is to destroy the Chometz. And in Yat HaZaki, he says, it's to be Mevatel the Chometz. He's saying the same thing. Both things are Kiyum of Bir, both ways of doing it. You're being Mevar HaChometz, you're destroying your Chometz. It's true that from the Yad Chazaka, we see that the main way that Rambam says to do it is Bittel. Whereas in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says that it's levar, just a general destruction. But that you could say that there, when you burn your chometz, if you rely on just burning your chometz, it could be you've left chometz behind, it could be you haven't found stuff, and it could be maybe you're going to be over like that. Whereas when you do a bittel, if you think about it, bittel is actually a better way of doing it, because you mevatel all chometz that you own. It's impossible once you've done a bittel, if you do it properly, to be over now on Bali Rav Bali Matzah. So that, in a way, that's a much better way of destroying your chometz. And therefore, that would be why the Rambam chooses to bring bittel as compared to beer. Thank you.